really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our listeners, the lovers of books out there, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, and this is Bookshelf, the program that just loves books. Hijab means covering, but not every covering is the hijab which is used in Islamic terminology. Hijab here means the act of covering certain parts of the body as required by the Islamic legislation. It existed in pre-Islamic religions and cultures as well. The Holy Quran and the narrations we have in hand show the importance of hijab and its obligation. Muslims consider the hijab as a means of keeping the community immune from ethical dangers. Other than that, hijab can also mean seclusion and separation. Sexual needs are one of the strongest feelings among men, but should men be allowed to satisfy their needs without any limitations? Islam limits this kind of satisfaction to only wives who were married to. This helps maintain the mental health of society. It gives harmony and peace to the family, and it causes respect between the husband and wife. Hijab isn't the prohibition of women to appear in society. This idea that in Islam women are only allowed to stay behind the curtain may have developed from a misunderstanding of the word hijab and its various meanings. Before the word hijab, sitr, to cover, was more prevalent and it didn't cause this misunderstanding. However, nowadays, the covering that is expected, especially from ladies, is called hijab. Hijab is a protection for ladies against manly lust. It is that they do not display themselves to men they are not related to through blood or marriage, and that she does not flaunt or display herself. The philosophy of the Islamic covering depends on several things. Some of them are psychological and some relate to the home and the family. Others have sociological roots and some of them relate to raising the dignity of a woman and preventing her debasement. Among the effects expected from hijab are psychological tranquility for all of us, the solidification of family roots, which is incredibly important in Islam, and to keep the society away from vileness.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
From the Islamic Republic of Iran, this is Bookshelf Broadcasting on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about hijab, and the book that I want to introduce about this topic is called The Islamic Modest Dress by Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari and published in Darul Saqafa Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran. So it's a bunch of lessons. Lesson 1 talks about the word hijab, the real visage of the modest dress, psychological tranquility, solidifying the roots of the family, and the preservance of society. Lesson 2 talks about the economic reason, the ethical reason, and the psychological reason for hijab. Lesson 3 talks about the modest dress brings dignity to a woman, the command to cast down their glance, on the command to guard their private parts. Lesson 4 talks about the command not to reveal their adornment, the exceptions, is looking permissible for men. And so the chapters keep going through to explain hijab from different perspectives. I'm going to read for you from the third lesson, which is about the modest dress brings dignity to a woman. There is one issue which remains to be discussed. It is one of the criticisms that they have made against the modest dress, which says that the modest dress deprives the honor and respect of a woman. You know that human dignity has become one of the important goals of humanity since the words about human rights have developed. Human dignity is respected and it must be followed. All human beings share in this, whether man or woman, black or white, or whatever nation or creed. every individual has the right to human dignity. They say that the Islamic modest dress opposes a woman's dignity. We accept the right of human dignity. The discussion is whether or not the modest dress, which Islamic precepts mention, is disrespectful to woman, an insult to her dignity. This idea came into being from the idea that the modest dress imprisons a woman, making her a slave. Enslavement opposes human dignity. They say because the modest dress was introduced by men to enable them to exploit women, men wanted to captivate women and imprison her in a corner of her home. Thus, it is to have overlooked or insulted her human dignity, respect, honor, and nobility of a woman. You are listening to Bookshelf, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran on IRIB English Radio. We were busy reading The Islamic Modest Dress together by Murtada Mutahhari and published by Darus Saqafa Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Let's continue and see what more Mutahhari has to say. As we have said, we will further describe later. That is, we will deduce from the verses of the Holy Quran that we have nothing which would serve to imprison a woman, and the necessities of the Islamic modest dress are not to imprison a woman. If a man has duties in his relation to a woman, or a woman has duties in relation to a man, the duty is in order to strengthen and solidify the family unit. That is, it has a clear purpose. In addition, from the social point of view, it has necessities. That is, the well-being of society demands that a man and a woman commit themselves to a special kind of association with each other, or the ethical sanctities and ethical balances and the tranquility of the spirit of society demand that a man and a woman choose a special way of relating to each other. This is neither called imprisonment nor enslavement, nor does it oppose human dignity. As we observe, if a man leaves his house naked, he is blamed and reproached, and perhaps the police will arrest him. That is, even if a man leaves his house with pajamas on or with just underpants, everyone will stop him because it opposes social dignity. Law or custom rules that when a man leaves the house, he should be covered and fully dressed. Does this oppose human dignity to tell him to cover himself and leave the house? All right, so these are actually lectures by Martyr Mutahhari, which have been transcribed. Martyr Mutahhari is one of the greatest thinkers of our time. I highly recommend all of his books, including this book, because it really emphasizes on trying to give a solution from a logical point of view. Alright, if you missed the program, you don't need to worry, because the book is called The Islamic Modest Dress by Ayatollah Murtada Mutahhari and published by Darus Saqafa Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran. If you missed our program, you don't need to worry about that either, because you can always download an archive of this program and our previous shows from our website, and you can send us your opinions and suggestions. We'd love to hear from you. But that's all the time we have. Until another weekend, a lot of book reading from the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio. Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.